Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Dream World, Tales of American Life in the 20th Century by the late author William Charles Krebs is a captivating romance novel about finding love in the 70s. The story follows two college students about to plunge into a cutthroat world without guidance from their parents. Young love is wonderful, but look out for the pitfalls. William Krebs was born in Chicago, graduated from the University of Chicago, employed by R.L. Donnelly & Sons Company. He retired, later moved to Arizona. Bill was always passionate about books and started writing a few years before retirement. There are more stories in the series. Dream World, Tales of American Life in the 20th Century was featured at this year's Tucson Festival of Books. And joining us to discuss the book is Sybil Krebs. Sybil, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, it's nice to be with you.
This is such a great story, and it has to be rewarding for you to present Bill's book. And as you're doing, this has to be an exciting time for you, being able to talk about his literary work.
Yes, it is. He always loved books. In fact, I was not allowed to read books, but my husband made up for that. After we got married, I became an avid reader of books.
Yeah, and that's something I mentioned that he really took up around the time of retirement. Was this something he always talked about doing? Was it having this novel that he was going to write? Was this something he discussed through the marriage?
No. Actually, we had a trip to Florida and visited Disneyland, and that got him thinking about it.
Now, that's interesting because in the title, Dream World, Tales of American Life in the 20th Century by William Charles Krebs, Dream World is what? An amusement center, an amusement park in Florida. So that's amazing. So that was the inspiration for the story. He apparently saw something there that unfolded into this great romance novel that he's written.
Yes.
Now, how long did it take him to write that after he got this idea about Dream World? And I love this whole concept.
Couple of years. Of course, he's very meticulous. He lays out his plot and he writes about the characterization of each person in the story. And then he writes the story gradually. And it was all done longhand. And after we retired out here, I then had got a computer so I could type the book.
Yes, you know, when you read the book and the characters are so well described with the backstories and we really feel like we know them, and we'll talk about some of the key characters here in a second. Obviously, that goes back to the planning. That wasn't an accident. He knew who these people were, it sounds like, before he even started writing the actual story.
Yes. The part of Elizabeth's mother was sort of taken off of my mother.
Interesting.
Now, the way she treated Elizabeth.
Did you know much about the story as he was writing it? Did he share it with you? Oh, okay.
No, I didn't.
So you had to wait till he was finished to actually read the story, too.
Well, then when I started typing it, that's when I really got into it. I also did all the editing.
So this was a project that you were totally involved in as well. The book we're talking about is Dream World, Tales of American Life in the 20th Century, written by William Charles Krebs. Sybil Krebs is with us on the program to talk about the book. Let's talk about some of the characters. We mentioned the Andersons. We've got the main character is Liz Anderson. She's with her parents as they go to look at colleges. Talk a little bit about Liz, some of her background, and talk about her parents now. You've got me interested because it's based up possibly on your father.
Yeah, my mother. But the father, I don't know. He never said who that was based on. I think he thought of a little bit about me when he did Liz.
Yeah, it's interesting the way the characters develop. The Andersons are in Florida. They're looking for a college for their daughter there. And their daughter moves into a family home at the Wilsons down there. Talk a little bit about the Wilsons, a little background.
Yes, well, he never told me how he came about them. And we did have a couple that were good friends, but that was later. But the names he just got out of his head. And as I say, he did really write about what each character was like before he brought them into the story.
That makes the characters come to life. As I say, as you're reading, you think you know who these people are, Liz, and you've got Willie that enters into this thing. He's a young man. He's off to Florida to settle in for college as well. Talk a little bit about Willie. Describe who he is.
Well, Willie had some call sports. He wanted to become more independent and make up his own mind what he wanted to do with his life. And he, that friends had gone down on a trip, and then he departed his friends and then decided to stay in Florida.
And he finds a room with an elderly widow while he's there, and he
yes.
takes a job at Dream World, where Liz is working as well. Talk about Dream World. So, and you mentioned this was actually based on a trip to Florida, so this is very familiar, isn't it? It should be to all of us.
Yes.
And you wonder...
And, we really spent about 3 days there when we were in Florida.
Did you have any idea it was research while you were there as well as vacation?
No idea.
All of this time, William is making mental notes, and maybe he was even writing down things that he saw there.
No. He just developed after we got home. And some of the... when he had nothing to do at work, which sometimes happened, then he would do writing.
And you sort of had this when you go to the amusement parks and you see all of these young people, many of them college students that are there working the summer, saving money to go back to college. You wonder what the relationships are like,
if
there's a date.
We weren't there in the summer.
Oh, so you were there. What time of year were you there?
I would think it was February or March.
Oh, okay. Okay, so off-season down there, the two characters we talked about, Willie and Liz, lived in that area, so they were there working. And you wonder what the relationships, how they develop between the people working there. Talk about that, because they did begin dating. Liz and Willie start a relationship.
Right. And they sort of met at the cafeteria. That's in the book.
And this is new.
Well, they're reluctant to visit with each other at the beginning. And
yes.
It developed.
Just like relationships do with young people. And it was sort of new for both of them, wasn't it? It wasn't like they were really experienced daters. And when this relationship developed and they're thinking about marriage, for one, that was a somewhat frightening proposition, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. But they weren't ready to make any decision on that.
So they decide to back off a little bit. I'm not giving away too much. All of this is in the general description. This is how the story unfolds in the book Dream World, Tales of American Life in the 20th Century. Then you've got, coming into the scene, Sue. Talk about Sue, because there's usually somebody else that comes into a relationship like this.
Yeah, Sue was really, she wasn't from a good background, but she was going to marry a rich man. And she didn't think that Liz was suitable for Bill. And then, of course, she found out about, could he believe about Bill's family? Because she was sure his mother was fooling around, or I think, I can't remember if it was his mother fooling around with somebody, but that wasn't true. She didn't understand the concept of his background at all, but it only lasted about a month.
So you have that dynamic that enters into this, and then you've got another young man, Mike, so you've got all of these people trying to figure out where they fit into relationships. Really creates mm-hmm. a lot of love and drama in the relationship, doesn't it?
Yes. Now, Mike comes up in one of the later books again.
Okay, so that character will be back, and I don't want to give away much more. If you wonder who ends up with who, how they end up with each other, you can buy a copy of the book. It's available at Amazon. It's Dream World, Tales of American Life in the 20th Century by William Charles Krebs. And I did read this was part of a series. Talk about that. How many other books are there in the series?
Well, I've got three more in my computer.
Oh, very good.
But I still have to do all the proofreading and that kind of stuff.
So you know where all of these stories are going to go at this point?
Yes.
Okay. What is this like for you to be able to go back with your husband's legacy and go through all of the work that he did and receiving excellent reviews and
well,
get a...
He was an excellent husband. He was the right husband for me.
Yes.
And he was very honest with me. It's not in the books, but he had TB for 2 years during World War II. The university had done x-rays for the military, and he didn't pass. So he spent 2 years in bed, and he told God that he would accept whatever his plans were for him. He didn't want his mother to lose her other child, and there was no antibiotics. And so I knew all that before we were engaged. But we were the right people for each other.
And you were carrying on his work by with your computer and getting all of these books ready for publication. It's Dream World: Tales of American Life in the 20th Century. Talk about that process in going through as you see all of these stories. And it sounds like you're in great admiration for the writing talent that William had. You're impressed with these stories as well.
Yes. Well, Bill was an avid reader from a very young age. In fact, even when he was in his pram, he didn't want a toy. He wanted a book. That's before he could read.
Yes.
Because his sister was 9 years older, and she did a lot of reading.
What has this experience been like for you in being able to get his books out there and have people enjoy them? And I mentioned the book fair where it's exposed and having it available on Amazon, a new stock of books in an Amazon to go ahead and order the Dream World Tales of American Life in the 20th Century. What has this been like? This has to be, as I said in the beginning, a rewarding experience for you and to be part of the whole process.
He was really thrilled when the first one was published because the publishing came out just after our 50th anniversary.
What a great present, yes.
Yeah, and the person who read it to accept it for publishing, she felt the same way as you did. She felt she knew the people in the book.
Well, that's why the story is so believable. It's so well done. It's hard to believe it's the first book that someone has written. Obviously, all those years where he was contemplating writing the book and trying to find time, I assume, to sit down and write the book, well spent because it's not a typical first book for someone. It flows so well. The characters are there. The storyline. It's one of those you start reading and you're thinking, I better end at the end of this chapter. It's bedtime. And you're thinking, no, another chapter or two to see what's going to happen as it unfolds.
Something we learned after he wrote the books, that there should be something go wrong in each story. And something, he happened to have something go wrong in each book. But it always got resolved.
Oh, yes, yes. The book is Dream World, Tales of American Life in the 20th Century. Sybil Krebs is with us. Speaking on the book written by her husband, William Charles Krebs. When do you think the other books in the series will be out? Will that be anytime soon for book number two?
I could probably get it out pretty soon, but I want to sell some more of this book first.
Yes. And you can do that we can do that and help you along to get book two out even quicker by going to Amazon.com and ordering the book there, Dream World Tales of American Life in the 20th Century. The book is by William Charles Krebs. You can go there and get information on the book. It's a really compelling story. It's a very relatable story, very well written. You can get a copy of the book there as well. It's interesting, got a minute or so left here. You mentioned that. I often wonder when someone, especially that first book, they put all of their blood, sweat, and tears and talent into writing a book, and they suddenly they're there, and for the first time in their hands, a copy of the book. I love the book cover on the book as well. What was that like, and how exciting was that for you and William when he has the book there in his hand,
well,
a published book?
It really made me happy. We sold some to some couples at church, and one woman said to me, you know, I can't get to read the book yet. My husband's reading it. So it appeals to men. One person that was one of the caretakers for Bill read it, and she felt that every person going to college, starting college, should read the book.
Well, there is so much there. Yeah, it's about life. It's about love. It's about marriage. It's about decisions. It's about finding out who you are. It's all of those things. A coming of age book, if there ever was one. That's what I think makes the character so relatable, because we can all remember those emotions as we went through that period. All excited about what lies ahead, but there was that trepidation there, wasn't there, as we were going through all of this and experiencing different things. We loved the independence, but not quite sure how to handle all of that independence. And these are all issues that are tackled in the book by William Charles Krebs. That's K-R-E-B-S. The book is Dream World, Tales of American Life in the 20th Century. Sybil Krebs has been our guest on the program in talking about the book. This is book number one, book number two in the series, hopefully coming out very soon. Sybil, it's been a pleasure to share the book that William wrote and you're so responsible for as well in getting it out there publicly. Thank you for being with us on the program. We look forward to book two, enjoying book one. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Well, you're welcome.
Once again, Sybil Krebs, our guest on the program, talking about the book by William Charles Krebs, Dream World, Tales of American Life in the 20th Century. The book's available at Amazon.com. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.